a long lost friend. Gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream. Rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Rain and thunder, wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing's gonna stop me now.
Before King Ferdinand gets here. Cousin, didn't you see your outfit? I laid it out on your bed for you. Come on, go upstairs and change. Come on, boozy.
No. Falking. I agreed to let you decorate the house with a salad bar. And I agreed to let you have a reception here for King Ferdinand. But I am not dressing up like a snout merchant.
How about just a loincloth?
No.
But, of course, this is a special occasion. King Ferdinand is going to be the Grand Marshal of a parade.
Parade? Balky, he's walking down State Street with a bunch of cows.
Cousin, King Ferdinand is leading the Livestock Liberation Parade. Let's just go over the official greeting for royalty, okay? Now, cousin, this is very important. When meeting royalty, protocol must be followed, all right? So the king will come to the door, and he will say in his most regal voice, knock, knock. And then you, as head of the household, will say, who's there? And then the king will say, the king. And then you will say, the king who? And then the king will say, Gesundheit. And then we laugh. Okay, so laugh. Then let me hear it. Not exactly the big yuck I was hoping for, but then again, I don't have the king's delivery. What can I tell you?
No!
The king's early.
Oh, God, he's early. I haven't even had the chance to spray the room with welcoming goat fragrance.
Calm down, it's okay, everything's under control. Come on, we can do this.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The king.
The king who?
Gesundheit.
Speak.
Welcome to our humble home, your gratuitousness.
What the ball?
And you must be cousin Larry.
Oh boy.
You may speak.
Welcome to America, your...
Superfluousness.
Superfluousness.
Thanks. You may rise.
Thank you.
Your Majesty, where would you like to go first?
To see a dentist.
See a dentist?
I have to get my crown replaced. It's a king joke.
Well, let me come up with him.
I think he likes you. Scratch him behind the ears.
Balky, I think something's wrong.
Of course, it's probably just a serious case of jet lag.
No, Balky, I don't think it's jet lag. He's dead.
Are you sure?
Positive.
King Ferdinand is dead. All hail Cousin Larry, the new king of Meepos.
You okay?
Yeah. We all knew the king had a weak heart. Everybody always said, long live the king, but nobody really believed it.
Well, we should call someone to move him.
Oh, no, cousin. We cannot do that. The kingly carcass must not be moved until the Speaker of the Hut arrives.
The who?
The Speaker of the Hut of Representatives. He's the man who oversees the day-to-day governing of Meepos, and in his spare time, he manages a four-day tire store. He's really a very nice guy. Too bad he wasn't here to catch the king. Everybody always said he'd make a great king. Anyway, you like him, your diminutiveness.
Don't call me your diminutiveness.
As you wish.
No. Get up. Get up, you may rise. Don't call me your diminutiveness.
As you wish, your compactness.
Balky, just because the king died in my arms doesn't mean that I am the king of Meepos.
Cousin, I'm telling you this. Whoever is the first person to touch the king after he dies becomes the new king. It's a tradition.
What if he had fallen into someone else's arms?
Someone else would be the new king.
Really?
Yes, really. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to call Meepos to tell the authorities that you're going to be the new king.
No. Hold off on that call.
I need to give them time to put your face on the money.
No, Balky, we have got to... They're going to put my face on the money?
Well, just the 5 digda note and the pingies.
They're going to put my face on the money? No, all right. Look, Balky, this is crazy. Just hold off on that call. You know, if I'm going to be king, I need to immerse myself in the food of my people.
I just happen to have a vat of yak fat.
No, you know what, Balky? I'm not in a yak fat mood. Go out and get me some chocolate-covered goat parts.
Which goat parts would you like?
Get me the sampler. Go now.
As you wish, your petiteness. I couldn't find any chocolate-covered goat parts, your liplessness. So I'll just heat up some chocolate and dip them myself.
Thank you, Balky. You know, Your Majesty, you couldn't ask for a more loyal subject than Balky Bartokomus. Oh, hi, Balky.
He's alive! He's alive! All hail King Ferdinand of Meepos!
Don't get your hopes up. King Ferdinand is still dead.
Cousin, he waved at me. You must have seen it. You were sitting right there.
Yeah, Balky, I made him wave. See? Fishing line. Huh? Pretty good, huh?
You're playing puppets with a dead monarch.
Balky, look, here's my plan.
We'll just keep King Ferdinand alive for just a few more hours, then dump him into the arms of the Speaker of the Hut when he arrives at the reception. The Speaker will be king, and everybody will be happy.
Your obsessiveness? You caught the king, so you are the king. I rest my face.
Listen to me, will you just
no.
stop?
No, no, no.
Stop, Belky. You said it yourself. The Speaker of the Hut would make a terrific king for Meepos.
Well, he has been trying to catch a dead king for years.
And I would make a lousy king. You know me. I'm selfish, pushy, greedy.
Shallow, hypocritical, and a bald-faced liar. But that won't impair your ability to lead the country. Face it, you're the king.
All right. I'll be the king. You may rise. Malky, you know the first thing I'm going to do as king of Meepos?
Put a booster chair on the throne?
No. I am going to turn the island of Meepos into a radioactive, toxic waste dump. What do you think of that?
I don't think you should do that.
Oh, you don't think I should do that?
No, I don't think you should do that.
But I am the king. And I think as the king, I would know what's best for the island. And nobody, not you, not the Speaker of the Hut, can stop me. Get down there. Get down there. Yeah. Yes, a radioactive, toxic waste dump it will be.
No.
You may rise.
No.
Of course, all the Meepiots will glow in the dark. But think of all the money we'll save on fluorescent vests for the road crews.
Try me for treason and call me Eggs Benedict, but I don't think you should be the king.
Oh, you don't think I should be the king?
No, I don't think you should be the king.
Oh, you don't think I should be the king? Oh, but I am the king. I am the king. Get down there. Get down there. I am the king.
But I don't think you should be the king.
Oh, you don't think I should be the king?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't think I should be the king? But I am the king, and it's too late now.
It's too late now.
Yes, it's too late now. Unless...
It's too late now.
Yes. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless...
Oh, no, it would never work. It's too perfect.
Listen, we may have to settle for perfect. We're desperate.
Well, you know, I was thinking.
If we pretend King Ferdinand is alive and then drop him into the arms of someone who would make a terrific king, someone who would know how to run the country, someone who has been waiting to catch a king for years... But no one comes to mind.
Wait a minute. I know someone. The Speaker of the Hut.
Belky, you're a genius.
Well, I did, you know.
We'll just drop the king into the arms of the Speaker of the Hut and we'll save Meepos.
Oh, cousin, we have to go make King Ferdinand ready for the party.
Here you go, cousin. I thought you might want that.
Thank you.
Just the kind of thing a man nowadays.
Falcon. There he is.
Well, that's our speaker, all right. All walkie-talkie. And his lovely wife, Chatty Cathy. Although she prefers to be called Cookie.
Belky, go get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right, Your Majesty. It makes a marvelous aftershave.
Walkie talkie, how's it hangy?
Okie dokie, backy, rebeliski cookie.
You betcha, baby barka. How's it hangy, cookie?
Super.
Wow!
Ferdinand, you little scamp! Oh, you little devil! Oh, cold hands, warm heart.
Supplicaki, walkie-talkie.
Saki, no can do.
Listen. We have a big problem. The speaker and King Ferdinand aren't speaking to each other. They had a big fight before they left Meepo. Something about whether Sertz is really two mints in one.
All right, Valky, new plan. If the speaker won't come to the king will have to go to the speaker. Hold this, just hold this. Excuse me, Your Majesty. Lydia, I know the king has taken a great liking to you, but it really is time for him to mingle with the other guests.
Well, all right. As long as you promise to save me a dance later tonight. Do you promise?
Well, I don't think he'll have time for that. Maybe he will.
You give me a hand. Stop it.
A dead man is not a toy. Belky, we've got to get the king to the speaker of the hut, and we can't just drag him around the room. We gotta make him look alive.
No problem, Corsi.
Get the speaker of the hut to turn around, and I'll drop King Ferdinand into his arms.
Got it. Cookie, did you see over there? We have chips and sheep dip. Your speakership, there's something I've never told you. The night that you and Cookie did the Captain and Tennille medley, I was really moved. Oh, yes, I was. Oh, yes. I finally understood the meaning of muskrat love.
Oh, look, the king.
I've got nothing to say to you.
Sorry about that loose floorboard, Your Majesty. We'll just have that fixed immediately. Look, let's just get him over there. Come on.
Oh, no more punch for you, big guy. Hold him.
Excuse me, Mr. Hutt? The king would like to apologize to you for arguing with you earlier.
Is that so? Well, this I would like to hear.
Anything for me?
Just this winter catalog from Digby's Fine Apparel, clothing the little man since 1954. You know, I think you'd look adorable in that little sailor suit undercover. It's just...
Well, pussy, look, I got a letter from Mama.
Oh, well, what'd she have to say?
Well, let's see here. She says that ever since Queen Cookie has been ruling Meepos, it's just nothing but party, party, party. And the fun began with the Queen's coronation, tractor pull, and demolition derby.
Well, that sounds very entertaining.
Well, listen, look, she sent pictures of King Ferdinand's send-off.
You mean his funeral?
No, no, I mean his send-off. See, there's a picture of them strapping him to the catapult.
Well, don't they bury him in the ground or at sea?
Well, that all depends on where he lands. See, there's a picture of the launch. Excellent hang time.
You have really quite good form.
Mm-hmm.
For a dead man.
Yeah.